people that like have a Buddha statue but also do a lot of cocaine, those kind of cool people.
Practice Kabbalah, I worship Madonna. I hated George W. more than I hated Osama. I, me. Cocaine, elective surgery, wine. Complain, Tibet, Darfur, raw food. John Stewart's my newsman. Glenn Beck is Satan. I'm a Hollywood liberal.
You guys are tourists or something? You don't know these assholes? They're fucking everywhere in L.A. Love yourself.
Like, if I move to LA in 1 year, if you interview me, I'm probably going to talk to you about, like, what's your moon right now and shit like that. Like, I'm going to try to, like, do everything to not become that person.
Become West.
People who live in LA are far more beautiful than me. And they drink green juices and they use ellipticals.
Do you feel healthier when you live in California? The only problem is the residents of Los Angeles, they take the healthy living to extremes. They get a little crazy with the healthy living, with the juices and the cleanses and the colonics and the wheatgrass, and those people don't stop talking about it.
Oh, you're detoxing too? Yeah. Oh, me too. I've been on it 3 days, 5 days, yeah.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you? Good, really good. For the last 12 days, I've just had apples, just apples. And all the maple syrup I want, and I feel clear. I feel emotionally and physically clear.
Did you know they weigh you at LAX? Are you aware of that? If you're over like 120, 125, they do not let you into the Los Angeles area. They just put you in a room with Triscuits and grapes until you get into fighting shape. It is intense here. That's what the helicopters are looking for. They're just looking for fatties to take out of the general metropolitan area.
I moved out here in California 8 years ago. So many different things about my lifestyle that I promised myself I wouldn't change. When I first got out here, I'm like, I'm not shaving my chest. This is stupid. Why would people shave their chest? I go one day to the beach in California. I lie down at the end of a row of Californians. It looked like a flagstone walkway with a welcome mat.
I'm a beautiful person, but in LA, I feel very plain and like go unnoticed, you know? But I go anywhere else, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gorgeous.
I moved to Los Angeles to follow my dreams and get stupid paper stacks.
I'm actually originally from Los Angeles, which is ironic because I think everybody thinks LA is this place where everybody's like sleeping their way to the top. And I always felt like I was just like masturbating my way to the bottom for whatever reason.
I think like a lot of people, I was drawn to LA to be a quote unquote star.
Los Angeles is just a gigantic factory. It's just an entertainment factory, and we all live on the factory floor, and you're either in the game or you're not.
If you see a lot of actors and actresses crying in cars in LA. In New York, they cry in the streets, but in LA, they cry in cars.
How do you make it in show business? Do you move to San Diego and disguise yourself as a bush?
And you just see them like weeping copiously about the fact that they didn't get the part.
I live in LA and I like go on auditions and stuff like that, which are the worst.
I love living in Los Angeles though, very exciting place to live. Love living close to the television and the movie industry. Had a minor celebrity run in last week, saw Luke Perry at Cheesecake Factory.
Wow.
I know, right? Oh my God, you guys, I was so nervous I could barely give him my order.
The descriptions of the characters are so bad for your ego. One of them said, built like a linebacker, a female Chris Farley.
And up in LA, one of my best buddies is a big Hollywood agent. And last week he called me in, he's like, hey man, I got the perfect role for you. And I went to the audition, and the name of the character was Gingery Little Bitch.
But I just want to be on TV, and I do feel good. I just got booked in my very first role. I'm going to tell you guys the names of the characters, and then I'm going to tell you my two lines of dialogue, and let's see if you can figure out who I got cast as.
I nailed it, right? And I'm walking out, and I hear the casting director say that I'm not going to get the role because I'm not gingery enough. Which means I was definitely enough of a little bitch.
Here are the characters. Kim, Steven, Fat Girl Number 1, Janitor, Fat Girl Number 2. Those are the characters. Here are my two lines of dialogue. Why don't we go to the Golden Corral? I love buffets.